Abraham was very rich in livestock and silver and gold. But when they came to the land that God had promised them, the first thing he sought was unity. So he let Lot choose which land he wanted. But his primal obligation was unity, the unity of God's people. That's also the primal obligation of the Pope. His first obligation is to preserve the unity of the church and to promote the unity of the church. To promote the unity that we have in Christ. The unity that we have in Christ. And yesterday in the gospel, we saw that one of the first things that we must be careful about is that we do not judge. Judging destroys unity. And then again today, he's saying that we must look at the gate of unity, the gate that is narrow, and continually seek that element so that we might indeed be one in Christ, reflect that in our lives, and call others to unity, the unity on the narrow road.